Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, guys, welcome, welcome. You know what time it is, you know what day it is. It's currently 7 p.m. on the dot, or 19:00 on the dot. And we're live on Radio Africana. And I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, it's your host, Esther. Guys, how have you been? How's your week been? How's your day been? How's everything been for you? Obviously, I don't know how you're doing, but I'll tell you how I'm doing. I've been fine, surviving. Felt sick, but you know, I'm a strong girl. I need to be here for y'all. I need to be here. I have to be here. So I'm here for you. But anyways, I've had a good week and surviving. But yeah. So what are your plans for the week? For the weekend rather. What are your plans for the weekend? What are your plans for the new week? Obviously, you can't tell me, which is sad, but you can tell me on our Instagram page at memes_minds_. Thank you. So guys, I think I've done a little bit introduction or a little welcoming speech. Let's get right into today's business. Guys, continuing from our last week episode on why do young people feel pressurized, or why do young people feel pressure to make it at a young age? You know, I told you, I said that topic is not done. We need to talk about it. We need to go in depth. We need to know why exactly, and talk about how we can how we can manage it. Because one thing about pressure, it's not something that you can easily just, you know, quit, or something that can go easily like that. It's just something you've got to manage. You can convert your pressure to motivation. See that line? Convert pressure to motivation. I'm not just only a good singer, I'm a good line maker. I don't know, but I shall can't add words together. Whatever. But before we get into that, guys, how are you finding the weather? It's hot. It's hot. Come on, it's hot. My sister just got a new hand fan, and guess what? I snatched it from her. I'm sorry, sis. I snatched it from her because no, I can't come out of the house without something to survive now. It's so warm. Come on. I'm not saying I can't wait for winter, but I still kind of prefer summer to winter, guys. Sorry, no offense. Anyways, that's that for that. Let's get into today's business. Why do young people feel pressurized to make it at a young age? Part 2. Recap from last week. I started by admitting that, you know, you being pressurized to make it at a young age, especially this age that we are in, it's the pressure is actually normal because we have like a lot of factors, a lot of things influencing us. Yeah. So this age that we are in, it's normal for us to feel pressure. But then I feel like if you know what you want, if you have like a purpose, if you have something that you're aiming at, no matter the pressure, no matter the influence, you are still standing on business. You are still going for what you want. Do you understand? So that's just a recap from last week session or last week episode. So today we're going to continue because we still have a lot to say, or I still have a lot to say. And I've told you guys that if you got anything to say, you can go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_Instagram. Drop your thoughts and we'll definitely feature it on today's episode. Or you can just ring in if you can't type, if you feel like, oh, I can't be asked typing. You can ring us right now at or on 0161-222-9960. 0161-222-9960. Or you can send me the message privately if you don't want to write on the page, if you don't want people to know, which is fine, because this is a safe space. Even if you want to say public or not, it's a safe place. Okay, thank you, God bless you. Right, getting into it. Based on my research, because I'm a researcher, you know, I do my research. Yeah. Based on my research, why do young people feel pressured? Outside my own personal experience, outside what I feel personally, is the reason why we are pressured or we're being pressurized. Because at some point of my life, I've been in that stage where I didn't even care about what I really want. I didn't even care about pursuing my career whatsoever. I was just like, okay, I'm going to do this because obviously people are doing it. I was at that point of my life, but you know, there are some things that I did that was able to manage that pressure and converted it to motivation. There's some things that I did which I'm going to share with you later on. But now let's look from other person's perspective. Why are they being pressured to make it at a young age? Don't get me wrong, this is the age where we need to work hard, because when we get old, we won't be packing shift back to back. We won't be waking up, you know, 6 a.m. to go to work. We won't be doing all of these things. At our old age, that's the time where we need to enjoy what we've labored for at this young age. Okay, so this age is the time where we need to build ourselves, where we need to mold ourselves so we can rest at old age. But at the same time, in as much as we want to build ourselves at this young age, we should not feel pressured. We should not feel pressurized to, you know, work hard, drain ourselves and stuff like that. There's always a balance. We need to balance it. Okay, now, reasons as to why young people feel pressured. Number one, like I said, the age that we're in is a difficult time for some of us, because some of us, number one, we are still trying to like navigate our ways. We are still trying to understand what we want for ourselves. We are still trying to, you know, say, okay, this is what I want for my life. This is what I want to be in the next 5 years. Because if you ask some person, if I'm having a conversation with like some persons, and I ask them, okay, what do you want to do after now? What's your plan for the future? Okay, where do you see yourself in like the next 2 years? Where's this? Where's your whole thing? Where you heading? What's the plan? They'll be like, oh, honestly, I don't really know. What do you mean you don't really know? 22-year-old, 23-year-old, they tell you, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Are you serious? Are you serious? So some young people, they don't know where they're heading. They're still trying to like navigate their ways, which is actually normal for this young age. For this age that we are in. Okay. Also, I feel like when it comes to like, you know, having plans for yourself, or you having a purpose, let's not say purpose, let's say you've planned yourself, you've planned, okay, this is what I want to do in the next 2 years, this is what I find myself in the next 2 years. It's based on like your own personal decision, your own personal, you know, your mentality and stuff like that. Because they say age is just a number, which is really, really true. You can say someone of like 28 years old, they don't know what they still want. They are like just living life. They don't know exactly what they want for themselves. And then you can see someone of like 18, 19 year old, they are already planning themselves. They already say, okay, after college, this is what I'm doing next. After uni, this is what I'm doing next. They've planned themselves. Why is someone of like 28 years old, they're still like, okay, navigating their ways. You see? So all of these factors, it's based on what you want, based on your personal factor. So age doesn't really, really, you know, okay, decide this is what I'm going to do in the next 5 years. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's that for that. Like I said, some of us, not all of us, some of us, we don't know what we want. We've not really know what we're going to do. Okay, that's why you see some young people, like they'll tell you, you ask them, okay, are you going college or are you going uni? They'll be like, I don't really want to go to school because I don't know what I want to study. What I'm just doing right now is I'm just working, but I don't want to go to school. I know. Okay, I'll be like, okay, don't you do like online calls, or you could just do something. Do you know what? Sometimes when I have a conversation with like some people, I have to ask them, what's your personal interest? Like, what are your hobbies? Maybe from there you can find out, you know, how you can apply that to your life. I'll be like, okay, what do you like doing? Some of them will be like, okay, I love painting, I love singing, I love drawing, I love this. And I'll be like, okay, if you love painting, you can do art in school. I'm not saying you have to go to school for you to be successful. I'm not saying that. We'll get into that later on. Hopefully, I don't forget. Okay. So, I'll be like, okay, you can go to school to study painting. They'll be like, oh, I can't be asked. Okay, what are you doing now? I'm just chilling at home. Chilling at home? There's no time to chill, guys. There's absolutely no time to chill. Some of us are still figuring out what we want in life. Okay, and because of the fact that we don't know what we want, the fact that we're still trying to like navigate our life, we're still trying to like look for what we really, really are interested in. Because of that, we are easily influenced by others as well. We are easily influenced. Imagine someone who's just there and saying, okay, I'm just staying at home. I'm not doing anything. I'm not working. I'm not schooling whatsoever. And then someone else just comes and be like, okay, since you don't know, since you're not doing anything, why don't you do this instead? Why don't you do that? Something that's way different from your value, like something that doesn't even match your value at all. So these things, the fact that at this age, you're still navigating life, other people's opinion or advice can easily influence you because you don't have your own word. You don't have words of your own. So other persons can easily influence you. That's why whatever you're doing, you have to have a goal. You have to have a purpose. You have to be driven by something. I kept saying this last week. I said, whatever you do in life, whatever move you make, it's always influenced by something. You wake up in the morning, you get dressed, you go out. Why are you going out? To work, obviously, or to go to class, or to go somewhere else. You obviously have a purpose why you're going out. Okay? You're buying something. Why are you buying this? Obviously, because you want it, because you want to use it. That's purpose. So whatever you do in life, it's always driven by something. Okay? So even if you're still like at the age where you're still like navigating ways, you've still not decided where you're heading at, you always have to stick to your value. Okay? You always have to stick to something that matches your life, something that you feel like, okay, if I'm doing this, I'm going to enjoy it. It's not something that I'm going to get bored or tired of. Do you understand? So that's that. Next one, family pressure. This is very, very common. Family pressure. Family pressure alone can make you go crazy, especially, specifically in African homes. And you know what I've discovered here? When I got to the UK, I've discovered that some parents here, they're not really bothered. Like, they don't even care. Like, the other race, obviously, they don't even care if their child is going to do this or do that. They're not bothered. They'll be like, okay, do whatever you want to do. But you see, African parents is quite the opposite. It's really, really, it's the opposite because I don't know if it's the way they've been. I feel like, I need to bring like an African parent on this show so we can hear from their own perspective, so we can hear what they are thinking. Honestly, guys, what do you think? But anyway, so African parents, they give birth to a child, they've already pictured like what this child is gonna be in future. This is what I want this child to do. This is what this child is gonna study. They don't even care if you are gonna do your own thing. I just remember this story. So obviously in African homes, you see them jobs like being a doctor, be a banker, being a lawyer, stuff like that. Those are high priority jobs. So one day I just told my mom, I was like, okay, mom, I think I want to be a musician. I want to be singing like Mensi Chiwu. Oh my God, guys, you needed to see the eyes, the sad eye this woman gave me. Oh my God. Oh my God. After she's looked at me, I was like, I want to be a musician, I want to sing, I want to be singing, I want to be going to concert, I want to be a celebrity. You understand? And then after giving me that side eye, she sat me down, and I swear, guys, that was the longest advice I've got in my entire existence. Guys, 4 hours. My mom was advising me. I was like, mom, I'm just saying. It's not like I really want to do it, though. I'm just saying because I'm a musician. I've got the voice. You see, guys, you see me coming here and doing like a little singing for you. It's already in me. I've had it since I was born. It's built inside of me, guys. But anyway, so my mom sat me down. She was talking to me. She was like, oh, are you going to be a musician? Are you going to cope? You can't do musician. Because my mom is very religious, though. She'd be like, no. For you to be up there, you have to do some certain things. That are dead. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She said, no, you have to be a doctor. You have to know, even if it's anything relating to medical field, you have to do it. Not musician, not art, not whatsoever. I was like, okay. I'm just joking, mom. I'm just joking. Not like I was serious. Now that was serious. So my point is, African parents, they've had this picture like what their children want to be. And if the child grows up and then they finally decide, okay, I think this is where my head's at. This is what I want to do. I don't want to be what my mom wants me to be. This is something that I've discovered what I want. And obviously, that thing that they want is different from what their parents want. And then their parents start pressurizing them. If you don't do this, if you don't do this, if you don't okay, let's say a course, for instance. If you don't study this course, there's going to be a problem. So family or African or parents, they start to pressurize you. You shouldn't follow your heart or whatsoever. But some parents, they actually chill, you know. Some parents, they actually chill. I remember when, obviously, I used to do like science course before, right? And then it got to a point, I was like, nah, I went to the hospital. Imagine someone studying nursing goes to the hospital and is disgusted by a patient. How worse can that be? What else do I need to know that, okay, nursing or medical field ain't for me at all? I went to the hospital and I was so disgusted by what I was seeing. Like, you see patient coughing, you can see blood everywhere, you can see head bandages, everything was just, everyone's like, no, I can't do this, nah. Even the nurses there, like, I didn't see myself wearing some of those nurses' outfits. I was like, nah, I don't think this is what I actually want to do, you know? And to even make everything worse, I got home the next day, I had cough. Because obviously, patients were everywhere, they were coughing. So I think I contracted like airborne disease. And I was like, okay, that's the last straw. Nah, I ain't doing this. Nah. I ain't doing that. So after all of those things, I finally decided that, okay, I think media is something that I want to pursue. Because obviously, you lot know me, I like to talk. So I was like, okay, from the type that I like to talk, what good can I make out of it? I'm just telling you guys my own personal experience, okay? So I was like, okay, what good can I make out of it? What shall I involve? What shall I do? And I said, okay, let's go for media. Let's do it. Let's give it a go. And yeah, we are enjoying it. Okay. So my point is, in as much as our parents, they pressurize us and stuff like that, sometimes you have to go for your gut, and that's only if you are sure of it. If you ain't sure, don't go for it. If you're 100% sure, making a decision between, you know, you going for what you want and what your family wants is a very big decision, okay? So you just have to be sure. You need to be sure before you take any risk, okay? Another thing based on family pressure is, especially for, like, you know, people that live in the UK, or Nigerians that live in the UK, and they've got a family back in Nigeria, some families will be like, okay, we need money. They start telling you, okay, we need money for this. Sometimes they don't even need to tell you. You just feel this pressure, especially if you're the first child. Shout out to all first child out there. Your first son, your first daughter, shout out to you. Sometimes our parents don't even need to ask us, or they don't even need to tell us. We just feel this urge. We just feel like, okay, this is our responsibility. This is what we've got to do. You understand? Why some parents, they literally pressurize their children. They'll be like, you're over there, you need to send money. And because of that, young people at the age of 23, 22, 24, you are working hard. You are burning yourself because you want to please your family. So family pressure is a big thing. It's a very, very massive thing. Next, social media. Social media has great influence. Like I said last week, social media is out of 100%, social media has like 80-70%. Social media influence young people. You know, we love social media more than anything, honestly. Like, we literally own the internet. Literally, we do. 24/7, if you're not working, you're on your phone. What are you doing? TikTok, IG. I'm not saying I'm sent. I love TikTok too. So my point is, social media influences us greatly. But one thing is, social media is going to give you good and bad things. They're going to give you good influence and bad influence. But it's all up to you. It's down to you to receive the right information, the positive ones, the good ones. It's left for you to intake it and make good use of it. Okay? And there's something I've also discovered, that in as much as people that are going to influence you whatsoever, it's still down to you to get influenced or not. Do you get what I'm saying? So Even if 10,000 people, I have a friend, right? He don't drink, he don't smoke. And whenever he goes out, no matter the drinks they're going to bring to his table with his mates, he ain't drinking. He's not drinking at all. Some of his friends will be like, drink, just take one shot, it doesn't matter. I'll be like, no. And at some point, I asked him, I was like, why don't you drink? He said, it's not his thing. That even if you want to start drinking or start smoking or start vaping, he would have done it like a long, long time ago. But it's not just in his personality. So what I'm saying that, no matter the pressure, no matter the influence from your friends or from social media, it's down to you to now take it or not. Because even if they influence you, they're not going to force the influence in your mouth. Take for instance, they're telling you, drink. They won't carry the drink and pour it in your mouth. If you say no. Stand on business. I ain't doing it. Let me do my own thing. That's it. So no matter the influence, it's still down to you to accept it or not. Like me, if someone tells me, if there's something about me, if I say I don't want to do this, no matter the pleading, no matter the begging, I don't care. I'm not doing it. My mom will say, in English, she says, in English, so a child that they talk to that don't listen, a child that no matter what they say, that person, she's not doing it. You understand? So at the end of the day, influence is going to be there from right, from left, from family, or whatever. You just have to stand your ground. Okay? Guys, I've been talking for a while now. Let's go on a short break. Okay? I've got the song. It's called Ice to Water by Waking, Ruins, Goliath, and Bees, and Honey. Ice to Water. Winter to Summer. That's the summer. I think that's the top summer song on TikTok. So let's listen to it and I'll be right back, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Ice to Water by Wakens, Rowan's, Goliath, and Bees and Honey. Ice to Water, winter to summer. I say when I hear this song, yeah, it just makes living in summer easily for us, you know. Good tune. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, I'm your host, Esther. Welcome. You've missed a lot. I won't say you've not missed a lot. You've missed a lot. Why are you just joining us? Why are you just coming? But anyways, you're still welcome. You're welcome. We're still on the topic. Why do young people feel pressure to make it at a young age? Part two. I spoke about a couple of things, like the age factor. This age is the age that we're still like navigating our ways, trying to figure out what we want for some of us. And then I spoke about family pressure can either be what your parents want you to do, or your parents want you to become. Also, family pressure can also be your family pressurizing you to you know, help them financially. And I also spoke about social media. It's a great influence. Like, it has like 80-70% of why we young people are being pressured. Okay, and continuing, next reason, or another reason why we feel the pressure to make it at a young age, is degrees aren't guaranteed enough. That's how I put it down. Degrees aren't guaranteed enough or anymore. Sorry, when I say degree aren't guaranteed anymore, what I'm saying is that when you go to school, you graduate, you're not even sure if that degree or that certificate can get you your dream job. I'm going to talk from a Nigerian student perspective, right? In Nigeria, I'm going to be so realistic with you. I love Nigeria. Nigeria is a great country, right? These days, your degree doesn't even guarantee you a job. You can go to school, right? Spend like 7 years. Sometimes you can spend more than seven years if ASUU decide to follow you. Can spend more than 7 years, and even after you graduate, you finish, you've got a degree, you're not a graduate, proud graduate, BSc backed. Sometimes that certificate, you can't even use it to get your dream job, because to get a job is not even easy. Not even just in Nigeria, in the UK as well. Your certificate doesn't guarantee you a job, honestly. And then because of all of that, young people are like, okay, when I graduate from school, even when they are still in school, they are working already. They are hustling already. So they've started thinking, okay, when I graduate from school, I'm not putting all my hope in my certificate. I'm not putting it on all my degree. I'm not putting all my hope on my degree. Okay, I need to hustle. I need to work hard. So when I finish from school, when I finish from uni, I have something to go to. I have something to fall back at in case if the degree doesn't work. So the pressure also comes from there as well. I'm not saying your certificate cannot guarantee. We all pray. The thing is, we all pray. We hope for the best, honestly. Going to school is not a scam. It's not a scam. And going to school can either get you your dream job or not get your dream job. You just have to be optimistic. You have to work smart as well. I had someone tells me it's not by working hard, it's by working smart. Okay, you have to work smart. Okay, there are still some certificates you graduate with, you get a job ASAP. You just have to pray, be hopeful. Okay, so what I'm saying is that sometimes certificates, they don't guarantee you the job you want anymore. So because of that, we are already hustling, we are working back to back. So when we finish from school, we graduate from school, we have something to fall back at. So degree is also another factor. And then lastly, what I've put here is bullying as well. Being bullied. Bullied can either be through your words, through actions, even if it's small, even if it's big, even if it's visible, even if it's not visible, bullying goes a long way, and it can affect someone's whole existence. There's this girl on Love Island. Her name is Hoda. Love Island USA, right? And obviously, Love Island USA, they're done. Her name is Hoda. right? So we know Huda, she's very sensitive, and it's any little thing, she's crying, emotional. We all know how, if you know Huda, you know Huda, right? So after the show ended, I was watching a podcast that she had with the show is called Her Daddy, I've forgotten her name. So she was asked about like her childhood, and then she was saying that she got bullied at a very young age. She got bullied in high school, even in, I don't know, she got bullied in college. Like, she got bullied, and because of that, she was able to come out strong though. Because of that, whenever she's in her current life now, where she is at this point, when she thinks about all of those things, it just makes her easily emotional. Even on the podcast, she was still tearing up, she was still crying. So what I'm saying is that bullying can affect someone's whole existence. One thing about bully, it will change you, it will affect your self-esteem, it will affect your whole life. But it's one thing to come out strong, it's one thing. Bully can either break you or make you. Some people survive bullying, some people they don't. That's why when I watch some movies where kids are like bullied, I'm like, nah. Even my younger sisters, when they say, oh, someone at school said something mean to them, I'm like, and I tell them, listen, if someone calls you this, you are not that, okay? Stand up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Okay? Bully affects you psychologically. And people that are there, please, say no to bullying. I beg of you. Say no to bullying. Say no to bullying. Please. Please. Say no to bullying. And if you're out there, someone is trying to bully you, make sure you stand up for yourself. Someone calls you ugly. If you accept that you are ugly, then you are ugly. But if you don't accept you're ugly, then you're not ugly. If someone calls you a name that you're not, if you accept it, then you are. If you don't accept it, then you're not. Okay? So bullying affects someone, or affects we young people. Okay? Because of bullying, someone tells you, okay, you can't do this, you can't do this, da 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 da. You feel pressured. Someone tells you, okay, laughing at you because you can't get like a good footwear, or you can't get a good dress or whatsoever. Because of that bully, you feel pressured. You want to make it by all means. So bully is another factor as well. Right. Like I said, bully, either big or small, words or action, it goes a long way. It goes a long way, but you've got to stand up for yourself. Okay? I keep saying this. The way you portray yourself, that's how people are going to take you. If someone calls you ugly and then you accept, oh, I'm ugly, da, 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 people are still going to laugh at you that you're ugly. But if you stand up for yourself that I'm not ugly, then you're not ugly. That's it. That's it. Okay? Now, I've spoke about major factors or major reasons that young people feel pressured to make it at a young age. Now, let's talk about ways to manage it. How can we manage pressure? I've written some things down. Number one, which I'm going to talk about, is this particular one made me sit down for like 10 minutes and I started speaking to myself. Like, I started thinking and meditating. Number one is redefine what making it means to you. Redefine. When someone tells you make it, when someone tells you, oh, I want to make it, have you made it in life? I've made it in life. What does it mean to you? Is it just having money in your account or having fame? Is that what you define as make it? Or is there something else to making it? I'll tell you what, there's difference between you having a purpose, having a goal, having something that you're aiming at, something that you're working at. There's the difference between that and you just, you know, working because you want to buy flashy things, or you want to live up to the standards, or you want to be up there, or you want people to look at you as some certain way. They are different. Okay? If you sit down and, okay, obviously I'm talking about making it, okay? If you sit down and ask yourself, what does it really mean for me to be successful in life? What does it really mean for me to make it in life? Making it is not about you having flashy things. Don't get me wrong, we love flashy things, so we do. Now we do. We do. We love flashy things. We want to get like the best for girls, want to get the best hair, want to get the best bag, want to wear designers. Those things, I'm not against it. I'm not against it. So, you having purpose, you knowing your goals, you having a purpose in life, that's you making it. You having a purpose, you working towards it, you working towards that goal, that's your purpose. That's definition of you making it. You can have all the things in this life and you've not made it. You can have all the things in this life and you are still not satisfied, you're still not happy, you feel like, okay, I've not done anything. But then if I'll give you an example, right? Let's talk about the minimum thing, right? You're at home, and then, okay, let's say it's your chores day at home. You've cleaned the whole house. You did, let's say, deep cleaning. And let's say your house was messy before, your room was messy before, and then you settled down to clean it officially. Like, you've cleaned it and it's well, everything is well put together. There's this sense of peace within you. There's this sense of like achievement. Even if you're just cleaning your room, there's this sense of achievement, like, oh, you feel like, okay, I've achieved something. You stand there at the corner of your room and you look at your room and be like, okay, I'm proud of myself. I did this. I'm proud of myself. That's you achieving something. That's you feeling at peace because you've done something that brings peace to you. Do you understand? That same thing applies to our own purpose. That same thing applies to our own life. Okay? I'll give another example. My own personal example, right? So when I used to study like science course, like nursing, it's not like I didn't enjoy it. I think I was just like, okay, forcing myself to enjoy it. Okay, I'm just, okay, let me do it. Let me just do it. Nursing is a big deal, you know. Let me just do it. Even when I go to class, I'm like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I can't be asked going to class today. I just can't be asked. Deep down in me, even if I was smiling, deep down in me, I wasn't enjoying it. Okay, when it comes to like media course, I'm standing in front of them cameras, standing in front of the mic, I'm talking, I feel peace. I enjoy it. That's why I said I can stand here. I can talk and talk and talk and not get tired because this is what I love to do. You understand? What my point is, it all comes down to you enjoying something. It all comes down to you having a purpose. It all comes down to you having, doing something that you know that you're going to enjoy, something that you know you like. Redefine what making it is to you. For me, making it is achieving something, is achieving your purpose, achieving your goal. Okay, obviously those goals, they will come with like them flashy things and everything you want to get, like whatever you want to get, it comes with it. But then if you base your own existence if you base the whole thing on you want to live up to standard, if you base it up to that, there's going to come a time you're going to be like, okay, I'm drained, I can't do this anymore, and that might be too late. Okay, so redefine what making it is to you. Making it can be different, your definition can be different from mine, which is totally fine, as long as it matches your value, as long as it's your purpose, go for it. Okay, next one is know what you want, not knowing what other people want. That's not it. Knowing what you want for yourself. I can tell you, I might be talking to you, I might advise you and tell you, why don't you just do nursing? Obviously, you don't want to do nursing because deep down you know you don't want to do nursing. You have something else. I can tell you that, and then you can either take it or not. You might decide not to take it because you know what you want. Deep down you know that you don't see yourself in that nursing field. You don't see yourself, you know, taking blood out of patients. You don't see yourself wearing them nurse's outfit, going to work, you know, putting plasters over injuries, you know, putting injections in people's body. You know deep down that you don't see yourself doing that. So I might tell you, go for nursing. And you might say, okay, no, I don't want to do it. Obviously, because you don't want to do it. And you might take it, but deep down in you, you don't like it. Because you don't know what you want. So you always need to know what you want. Listen to me. If you know what you want in life, no matter the influence, no matter what people are going to say, you're standing on business. No matter the pressure from left, right, center, you will stand on business. You will tell yourself, if someone tells you anything, you tell yourself, this does not align to my purpose, so I ain't doing it. There are some things that people that are going to tell you. You reason it. You fair reason for like 1 minute. Say, okay, this thing not align to it, and I won't do. Nah, I'm not taking it. Okay? So you always have, you need to know what you want for yourself. If you know what you want for yourself, you won't be easily persuaded. Next, if social media is really, really important to you, consume the right information. If you're so obsessed with social media, consume the right things. Take in the right things. If you see, like I said, social media is a place where you see good, you see bad things, you see something that's going to build you, something that's going to make you, something that's going to break you. Social media is like a village on its own. Social media, it's a village on its own. There are kidnappers there. There are armed robbers there. There are gangsters there. There are pastors there. There are kings and queens, like different personalities on social media. It's not up to you. It's up to you to, you know, follow the right step. It's up to you to have the right mentor or the right model, the right role model, sorry. You understand? So social media, if it's very, very important to you, always consume the right information. Always consume the right information. Don't be easily moved by what you see on the internet. I said this in the last episode. I said, not everything you see on the internet is true. It's not everything you see on the internet. You see what you see on the internet, not everything is true. Some things are filtered. I said, when you see influencers doing, oh, a day in my life, a day in your life cannot just be put in a 30-second clip or a 1 minute clip. A day in your life is 24 hours. You can't put 24 hours in 1 or 30 seconds clip. It's filtered. There are some things that they won't show you. It can either be good, it can either be bad. And what they show you is now, it's up to you to receive it, to pick the good thing out of it, take the bad thing out of it. Okay, so always consume the right information. Right, next ways to manage pressure is to build slowly on your own pace. I've said this before. You can be running at 60 miles per hour, and I can be running like 50 miles per hour. Someone else can be running like 100 miles per hour. Someone else can be running like 5 miles per hour. Different pace, but we're still going to get to where we want to get to. Slowly build it. For you to discover your purpose in life, it's not just you waking up and be like, okay, this is what I want in my life. You have to build it slowly. It has to come from within. It has to... purpose. I think I'm going to talk about one's purpose. I think I'm going to talk about discovering your purpose. Maybe in another episode. Okay? Right. Build at your own pace. Build slowly. Don't rush it. Start from somewhere. Even if at some point you are discouraged, you are tired, you're like, okay, I don't think I can carry on with this business. I don't think I can carry on with this course. I don't think I can carry on schooling. Even if you are tired, that is where passion comes from. That's why I say whatever you're doing, you have to be passionate about it, because there's going to come a point in your life where you're going to be drained. But then passion fuels you. It fuels you. But if it's just something you're doing because, obviously, I want to do it because people are doing it, when you're drained, there's nothing that's going to motivate you. that's how you're going to give up. And then you try something else, it doesn't work. You try the next one, it doesn't work. And then you'll be like, okay, you start going from church to church and saying, not till they work for me, or my village people. Your village people are not following you. You are the one that is following yourself, my dear. Stop blaming it on village people. Stop blaming it on village people. Okay? So you have to know your passion. Know what you're passionate about. So that at any point in your life, trust me, life is not a bed of roses. There's going to come a point in your life where you're going to be tired. Where you're going to be like, okay, I give up. Listen, I've been in that point before. And there's this time it's still going to come where we'll be tired. But because obviously we are passionate about something, that passion fuels us. It gives us, it starts to redesign our goal again and tells us, okay, remember, this is exactly why you started doing this thing. This is why you started in the first place. And because of that, your energy just comes back. Okay, so passion matters. And like I said, building slowly. You see, all of the big influencers, all our celebrities, they didn't just Dangote that you see now. He didn't just wake up one day and he's one of the richest men in Africa. Or Bill Gates. He didn't just wake up and he's one of the richest men. No, it starts from somewhere. Okay. You need to build yourself slowly, slowly, slowly. Don't just rush and one day you wake up and tell yourself, I want to be a musician. Like I said to my mom years ago. God. Oh my God. And I was so young when I said that though. I just said that because I was watching like this music video of Mercy Chi once. She was like, oh, she was singing and then you could see, she was in a, it was a concert. Or was it? No, it was a music video, right? And it was this song, Excess Love, when that song just really came out. Jesus, you love me too much. It went so viral. So I watched the music video and I could see her singing and like you could see like her backup singers everywhere. I was like, okay, I think this is what I want to do. I want to become a singer. I said that because obviously what I'm seeing on TV, I want to get there. I didn't even think about how I'm going to get there. I didn't think about building at all. I was just young. What do you expect me to do? And the mom was like, nah, you can't be serious. You can't be serious. You can't be serious. So my point is, you always have to build slowly, have a purpose, have a goal, okay? And then, also, rest when necessary. Rest is very, very important. It's very important. You are drained, take a break. You are dying slowly, take a break. You are crashing out, take a break. Take a break. Listen. Take a break. Take even God rested on the seventh day. He rest have been no rest. So who are you? Who are you not to rest? So take a rest when necessary. Don't want to say because I say take a rest. Now you won't go to work for like 1 week. Now you know, don't go to work. Who's gonna pay your bill? Obviously not me though. So take rest when it's necessary. Take rest. And then lastly, the one that I love so much is celebrating little wins. Oh my gosh. Celebrate little wins. It won't cost you a lot. You just bagged one. You just bagged BSc. Or you just finished from school. Shout out to all our graduates out there. Shout out to you. You just bagged BSc. Celebrate yourself. Let's not talk about you graduating from uni. Let's just say you finish a course in school or you've seen your results, you passed distinction. Celebrate yourself. Even if it's pass, celebrate yourself. Merit, celebrate yourself. Celebrate it. You know one thing about celebrating yourself? Even if someone else, they don't celebrate yourself. Obviously, if you tell someone, okay, I passed my course, they're going to obviously tell you, oh, congratulations. Yeah, obviously, they're going to say, what are you expecting to say? They're going to say congratulations. But then, they just say it because they're going to say it. Okay? But then you can treat yourself to something little. Celebrate yourself. Even if it's just the tiniest win. Even if it's just the tiniest win. You got a deal at work. Or you did this project that your manager, your boss like, and they approved of it. Celebrate yourself. You started something. You've made up your mind to start up a business. Celebrate yourself. Be proud of yourself. Tell yourself, I'm proud of you. Say your name, Esther, I'm proud of you. Say it. You that is there now, say it. Say your name. I'm proud of you. Say it. Congratulate yourself. Anything. There's one thing about celebrating yourself is that it motivates you to do more. Because you know that if you do this thing, when I do it, I have someone to celebrate with me, which is yourself, obviously. Tell yourself that, okay, if I do this thing, I'm going to be proud of myself. Okay? Always celebrate yourself. Celebrate the little wins. It matters. It matters. It matters, guys. It matters. It matters. It matters. It matters. So that's the little things that I have put down here to talk about how to manage pressure. Now, let's go to our Insta. Let's go to Insta. So I posted, you know, why do you guys think young people feel pressure to make it at a young age? And I'm going to read out the few comments, okay, because we've not got time, okay? So King Dazzling says in Pidgin English, if them pressure you, pressure them back, give them back to back, fire for fire. As on period. King Dazzling has said that if they pressure you, pressure them back. Oh, anybody pressurize you, pressure them back. Not let anybody take you for a fool or whatsoever. Pressure them back. Pressure them back. But I don't understand, King Dazzling. When you say pressure them back, what are you saying? Is it that if we see our friends getting a new car, we should go and get a new car? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? But man, when I hear the word pressure them back, what I feel like it means is that, okay, someone is like intimidating you or stuff like that, and then instead of you just accepting the intimidation, you stand up for yourself and tell them, even if I'm not there yet, I'm gonna get there. You know, not accepting intimidation, not accepting being pressured. Do you understand? Because you might have something that they can't even guess, they can't even have. Okay, in Pidgin English, you say, me self not small. Mm-hmm. Me self no small. I mean, I big too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's that. So Debbie says, I don't know. This is Debbie girl. Debbie says, anybody will get your forehead, could they get pressure from frontal lobe? I'm sorry, what? I think this comment is personal, Debbie. Debbie, you're attacking me because of my forehead. I don't have a big forehead though. Don't mind what she's saying. I don't have a big forehead. I don't. I don't know why she's personal about this. I don't know where she's attacking me. But that's that for that shot. So guys, unfortunately, we won't be talking. Yeah, no. I have memes prepared. I have memes. I even had some songs to play for y'all, but you listen to it next week, okay? It's all summer songs. All we need to listen to is summer song, because it's summer, obviously, right? So guys, I've come to the end of today's episode. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I spoke that long. You see what I'm saying? I love to talk. If you want advice, then come and meet me. When you come, just make sure you're ready to sit for 4 hours, give you the longest advice of your life, like my mom did me years ago when I told her I want to be a musician, okay? So guys, do well to follow our Instagram page at memes_minds_. Anticipate, comment, guys. Tell me what you think. Memes and Minds is not just about me. It's Memes and Minds with Esther. That's true, that there are other people involved. It's not Memes and Minds by Esther. It's not just for me. It's for everybody, because I'm gonna tell you again, I'm trying to build a community, or I'm building a community where young people, they feel heard, they feel like they're not just the only person going through stuff they are going through. I'm building a community where we all can say our minds, we all can be free. Okay, so I can't just build it alone. I need your help in building that community. So please give us a follow at memes_minds_ on Instagram. Anticipate, comment, like, share. If you can relate to any of our posts, repost it. Feel free to repost. It won't cost you a dime. Guys, in a nutshell, know what you want for yourself. Don't be pressurized. Maybe that there might be a part 3 of this discussion next week. I don't know. Depends on where the spirit leads. Okay? Yeah. That's that for that. Guys, do well to have a lovely evening. a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead. I will catch you on the next episode. Do well to enjoy, and I will catch you at Memes and Minds with Esther 7 p.m. on Radio Africa next Friday. Thank you for listening, guys, and bye for now.
Take my mind to another place.